In quantum mechanics, it's my understanding that two cells that have come from the same place on opposite ends of the Earth will be noted to react the same way at the same time. I've had really good scientists on here trying to explain to me how this might be. I can't wrap my brain around the fact that there's not a kind of a communication taking place in the way we understand it, going at light speed. Mm-hmm. But obviously it doesn't go at any speed. It's beyond speed. It's beyond time, it seems. So this field, how is it allowing two objects to react the same way at the same time? In some way, certainly, we can't grasp.
Well, the reason why it's difficult to grasp is because common sense tells us, and classical physics formalizes, a model of the world which involves, which essentially is like a large clockwork mechanism. Mm-hmm. It's a world in which space is absolute and time is absolute, mm-hmm. and things work by balls and sticks touching each other.
And communication doesn't go faster than the speed of light.
That's right.
Right.
So all of the our usual ways of thinking, if somebody says, how do you explain this phenomena of, say, entanglement? How do you explain it? What they have in mind is an explanation which has to do with clockwork gears and that sort of thing. But we're really talking fundamentally here about the fabric of reality. What is the fabric of physical reality? Quantum mechanics says it is something completely unlike what common sense tells us. And that's why it's so difficult to wrap your mind around it.
Right.
As I can tell, the interpretation that I resonate with was the one that David Bohm gave, which is that we live in a holistic medium. The physical fabric of reality is a holistic medium, which means that everything coexists with everything else. He called it the implicate order. Our common sense shows us the explicate order, the world of appearances. But underneath it is the implicate order in which everything is wrapped around everything else. It all coexists. So when you see an example of either two particles which are entangled, as in the physics lab, or, I think, telepathy, two people who are entangled and at a distance, the reason why it appears as though there's a signal between the two, that is an appearance, it's not actually what's happening. What actually is happening is that we're seeing two things which at some deep level are actually the same thing.
That's hard. That's really hard.
I've developed this idea to say, let's just assume that the quantum mechanics are telling us that we really do live in a holistic environment. One way of thinking of it is we all live in this giant bowl of clear jello. And you're kind of locked in place in this jello, but any movement, any action, any thought will ripple out and affect the entire rest of the pool of jello that we all are living in. So this is not quite right, because in jello things are in separate locations, but it's a metaphor. So in this medium that we live in, everything is affecting everything else. Everything reverberates out and is touching and feeling everything else. That means that the physical brain is entangled with everything else. Every movement, every electrical activity, every thought is radiating out.
And it certainly would explain a lot of the otherwise inexplicable, wouldn't it?
Well, if you then go through, you say, okay, let's assume that's true. What would that be like if that were true? What would it feel like experientially,
mm-hmm.
if in fact at some deep level everything is connected? And I went through the list of known psychic effects that people report, and they all make sense. They make sense from a point of view that there are no signals passing, and it's not like there are lightning bolts coming out of your head that somehow go to the right place. All of the phenomena like remote viewing and telepathy and precognition and so on, they make sense from a point of view of a different kind of physical medium that we live in, as opposed to some kind of exotic force.
Do you think that conventional physics is going to ever be able to deal with it?
I think we're getting close. I think, you know, the ontological implications of quantum mechanics are nowhere near worked out. And I also don't think that quantum mechanics is the end of the road in physics. It's just the latest road in physics. But if you follow the history of physics from classical to quantum and then where it's pointing beyond that, I think that the answer is definitely yes. We will eventually understand psychic and mystical experience from a scientific point of view, and it's going to be related very closely to what physics says about the nature of the medium in which we live.
Well, I'll tell you, that'll be the day when traditional physicists are explaining to us how people are able to read other people's minds or can draw a bridge that somebody's looking at half a world away and the environment they're in.
I think it's going to be sooner than we might think.
That'll be the day, won't it? It's going to be hard for them. Or maybe it won't.
No, I actually don't think it's going to be hard at all.
You don't think so?
No, because when the time comes that all of the ideas fall together, it'll suddenly make sense. And then people will, you know, they'll hit themselves in the head saying, well, why in the world did it take so long to figure this out? And I think one of the keys that we'll probably see within the next decade will be a demonstration of bioentanglement.
Bioentanglement. What would that be like?
Well, what we see in the physics labs now are entanglement of elementary particles.
Right. So
it might be called physical entanglement.
Right.
Bioentanglement is when we start seeing that in living systems. We'll first see it in things like biomolecules, and then we'll see it in enzymes, and eventually bacteria, and so on. There's no theoretical reason why such entanglement cannot exist. We haven't seen it yet, but that's more due to limitations in apparatus that we have, rather than a theoretical reason.
Doesn't mean it's not going on now.
Well, I think it is going on. See, this new book that I've written called Entangled Minds, the whole theme in the book is saying that if we follow this sequence of logic from classical to quantum physics and then entanglement and bioentanglement and so on, if we keep going in that, eventually we're going to end up with entanglement at the human level in minds, entangled minds. What would that be like? Well, there are experiments that we've already done, we've been doing for decades, that suggest that two people can exchange information, both consciously and unconsciously, at a distance and well-shielded and all the rest, and we never find any forces. We don't find any signals. We don't find any reduction of the ability at a distance. All of that doesn't make sense from a classical physics perspective. It makes a lot of sense from a quantum perspective.